It is Manufacturing Week here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson from the newsroom, and our guest in studio there right now is none other than Robin from Sunsign Graphics, who is the owner and operator and has been for quite some time. So, Robin, thank you so much for joining us today and being part of Manufacturing Week.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So, my big question that I always get from a lot of people about signs and things like that, and your slogan is, you know, a good business is a business with a good sign.
Something like that. Something like that.
So, what kind of goes into putting one together? You know, we're talking about, you know, designs and logos and to the actual finished product.
Yeah, well, we need to know, you know, what the client's feel is, for lack of a better word. You know, we need their logo, their colors, their sort of, not their mission statement, but, you know, the kind of curb appeal that they're looking for. And then we need to collect all those things and put it together in an attractive way that flows and is readable at a distance.
The actual material you use, can you kind of maybe describe that a little bit to us?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's quite a number of things that we can use. There's various different kinds of plastic. There's corrugated plastic. There's ACM panels. There's expanded foam-type plastics. We also use wood somewhat and aluminum. And then you have to cover those materials. We used to use paint traditionally way back in the day when I was a brush man, but everything is either printed or cut now, so there's different kinds of vinyls. You can print vinyl. There's all kinds of different kinds of print vinyl. There's, you know, it goes by lifespan. There's a sort of a 5 to 7 year. There's a more of a 10 year thing, like for wrap vinyl, and then there's, you know, cheaper things for quick turnaround and lots of plastics basically these days.
Okay. How long does it normally take to, you know, come up with to have the sign printed, done, ready to go to a customer?
Well, the design process can take longer usually than the production, depending on how fast I can get all the logos and the colors sorted out. And when the customer comes back, sometimes we have to do revisions. Sometimes it happens that they like it right away. So, but under normal circumstances, you know, you're looking at 2 to 3 weeks, you know, given our current schedule to kind of put anything together and get it out there.
Okay. So when you first started Sunsign Graphics, what was your main idea of what you wanted your business to be, and did you think it'd be where it is today?
No, I had no idea where I wanted to be, actually. I used to work for sort of like a national billboard advertising company that everyone's probably heard of. Back in the 90s and late 80s, I was like, as I mentioned, I was a painter. And when printing technology came out in the mid-90s, I got laid off. And my general manager also got laid off. There was a big restructuring of the company due to the printing technology coming out. And he took his severance package and he bought a billboard plant up here from a local guy. Some old-timers might remember a dude named Shannon Dickey. And my old GM called me up and said, "Listen, Robin, you want to come up to Pembroke and start a sign company? I got 60 boards I'm going to sell advertising on. I'll do sales and leasing, and you can do design and production just like we did when we were in the city." And I wasn't doing anything, so I drove all the way up Highway 41, lost complete radio contact with everything except some country music that I couldn't believe. I got to town, and there was a banner across the street that said, "Welcome to Fiddle Fest," and I thought I'd lost myself in time, but I'm really glad I came up here. And the business just kind of developed over time. You know, I was dealing with local yokels in the beginning and doing billboards, and now we hardly do any billboards. We do a lot of commercial vehicles now. And
you've also been involved in a number of, you know, community organizations. I know you used to do a lot of work with Relay for Life and stuff like that. Is that, you know, the heart and soul of what Sunsign Graphics is being part of that community?
Yeah, being a community partner is very important to me. You know, the business sort of takes care of itself. You know, the family's being raised and the bills are being paid. So it's important to me that people are happy with their product. And when it comes to things like that, like Relay for Life and other things we do, we just did a music festival here called Whitewater Rocks. And we support those events by producing all the signs that sponsors, you know, are always involved in projects like that. So we did a lot of sponsorship signs. There's always a lot of, you know, sort of directional signs, where to line up, what the rules of the thing are. Maybe there's menus or who knows what they, you know, the event will need. And I always enjoy being involved in that. I've been, often done MC work in those kinds of settings, and you and I have worked together on them, and it's been a lot of fun, and it's great. I love being part of this community here. Yeah,
I would agree. It has been a lot of fun over the years. So again, congratulations on all your success. Up to date with Sunsine Graphics. I mean, you see your work everywhere, so obviously it's having a big impact. And congratulations again on everything, and thanks for being part of Manufacturing Week here on MyFM.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Kyle.